This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for them, we'll get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A few pieces of information, a couple of nuggets before we get rolling this morning, of course, is the website for Kloss Financial. It's klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. You can subscribe right there. I'm subscribed and I love it. You get a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. You can also, of course, has a link to the most recent podcast as well. Again, that's up online at klossfinancial.com. You can also submit a question. As a matter of fact, later on in this half hour, we'll do the Money in Motion listener question corner. We'll open up the mailbag there and hear from you. And again, you can always call to get on the air at 321-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And again, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm going to enjoy this nice warm day, the last one, it looks like, for a while. So, Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I think it's pretty dark early in the morning, though, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, dark early and dark in the afternoon.
Early.
Yeah, it's just dark early all around. Well stated. Well stated. We've got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking this morning about things like long-term care and other areas there. Of course, as always, we'll do a Kloss Quiz question of the week this week as well. A chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to iTunes. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation and talk a little bit about long-term care, let's look back at last week's Kloss Quiz question of the week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so we had an excellent conversation last week with our listeners, had some nice call-ins, and our question was, according to Morningstar, what amount of retirement assets in the United States are currently held in target date funds? It was a multiple choice. A was more than $1 billion or B, more than $1 trillion. And the correct answer, congratulations to our listener who called in with that correct answer. The answer was the total assets in this sector topped $1.7 trillion at the end of 2018. So those are big numbers.
That is huge.
Congratulations.
That's great information to know. And, of course, we'll do another Kloss Quiz question a week this week. Little pro tip, typically both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz question week come up during the program. So I know, of course, you guys work in the capacity as far as working with people as financial planners, working with your clients and getting them ready for retirement. And I've got to assume as well that you're not only looking at the investments, but you're also looking into areas such as long-term care and how those costs for long-term care could affect those assets.
You bet. So we, as we've talked about many times on the show, we are financial planners first. And so the core of what we do is sit down with people and evaluate their broader financial plan. So this would include estate planning to their insurance coverage, to their investments, to their taxes, right? And getting a sense of what it is that they're trying to accomplish to help guide them towards those goals. And as part of that, of course, insurance pops up, and our focus of the show today is around long-term care specifically, because as retirement planners, people who focus on that segment of the overall market, of course, one of the things that kind of crops up at the end of life that can really just wipe away the wealth that you've taken all your life to build up can be this element of long-term care. Now, we're going to be talking about some myths today, but I'm just going to warn everybody of a couple things. We don't have enough time in a 25-minute show to get to everything, as you can imagine. So make sure you talk to your financial advisor or call into our office after the show if you have questions. And secondarily, recognize that this is a really big topic that everybody addresses differently. So, and that's fine. There's a lot of ways to address this. Some people say, I'm self-insured against the risk, and we'll talk about that today. Other people say, I want to buy a long-term care policy, and that's another way to address this risk. Other people just say, I'm going to take care of it through creative estate planning, and others yet say, I'm just going to gift away all my money and then I'll qualify for Medicaid quickly. There are pros and cons to all of these approaches. My comment to you would be there's a lot of myths inside of each one of these potential strategies. So be ever so cautious. Don't be one of those people who come into our office and say, I got it figured out. I'm just going to, once I get unhealthy, I'm just going to give away my stuff. I assure you that the government has figured that one out.
You're not the first to try.
And I'm not criticizing those who are listening with that idea as much as to say just seek some professional guidance, because there's a lot of pitfalls and a lot of myths out there. So when hearing the words long-term care, people have some, again, initial reactions regarding its purpose, its usefulness, its relevance. And we've noticed that the common perceptions surrounding long-term care are not always true. So here's myth number one. Myth number one is Medicare and Medicaid will just pay for my long-term care. We hear this one a lot, and it's not accurate. Medicare helps to pay for your recovery in a skilled nursing care facility after a three-day hospital stay. Medicare will cover the total cost of skilled nursing care for the first 20 days, after which you'll pay $170.50 of coinsurance per day, and this is as of 2019. However, they will only cover these costs for a maximum of 100 days. After that, you're on your own for 100% of the costs incurred from staying in a skilled nursing facility, and Medicare will stop paying. And if you're banking on Medicaid, because again, we just got done talking about Medicare, if you're banking on Medicaid, it's unlikely you'll qualify for assistance until everything is gone. So by the way, a lot of people get angry at this. They go, why is the government forcing me to use my own money? And I say, thank God that they do. Because if they didn't, it would mean that all of us taxpayers would have to flip the bill. And by the way, who do you think would be able to get away with this the most? Well, it would be the wealthy, right? They would find ways to just basically get all their money out of their estate, qualify for Medicaid, which is taxpayer-funded care in a nursing home, and that would be horrible for our society. So instead, there's a lot of means testing to make sure that you qualify for Medicaid. And if you qualify for Medicaid, it basically means you're out of money. So that is not a great plan or a great strategy, but certainly something that many people will have to rely on.
Final two things.
We are insurance licensed. However, we do not offer long-term care insurance. So here's the beauty. I'm not here telling you that you should go buy the insurance or that it's the best thing since sliced bread. We're actually the independent third-party advisor that just sits with you and gives you advice and guidance around this from a place of authority. So just know that while we may hold that insurance license, we actually do not offer the insurance itself. We just love giving the guidance and then, you know, putting you in touch with other professionals.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talk a little bit more about some of those myths around long-term care. Continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We had quite a few great questions last week, and some of the great questions asked on this show are very helpful. If you have any questions, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial would love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about some of the myths around long-term and care insurance, and I've got to wonder too, if you're looking at getting long-term care insurance, it doesn't it just kind of cover nursing facilities? And of course, if you're in that situation where I don't need those type of services,
and that's where we like to, you know, blow the dust off some of these items we cover every week, because quite honestly, nobody wants to think about dealing with us. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with that. Nobody believes it'll be them. And if, in fact, you're one of those people, We just want to say, by you not choosing to even look at the situation, how you could possibly handle it, you've made a choice, pretty much. You made a choice that, you know, you believe it won't happen to you, and maybe it won't, but you should at least be exploring the potential of what would I need to cover these types of items in your life. Kind of like our clients who say, I don't want to plan for my funeral because I don't plan on dying, right? We want to make sure we're being a little proactive and looking at our choices. So one of the myths that we hear and see, and some of them are accurate, there's some accuracy in this, and that if you look back at some of the nursing home policies, they really were nursing home policies, and some of your parents of our listeners, they actually may have these in place as we speak. Those particular policies actually did just cover being in a nursing facility, and that was it. So those are pretty much these days not available to new purchasers looking at long-term care insurance, but there still are some on the books that are actively being used. The long-term care policies today generally cover home health care, hospice care, respite care, Alzheimer's care of facilities. Sometimes it covers daycare, adult daycare. And so today, the policies of today actually allow you to seek the type of care you want, hopefully without cracking your whole, investment estate that you have available to yourself. So the misconception is also, I don't need care. So nobody knows if you're going to need long-term care. There's no question about that. However, it's possible. And the odds that you'll end up requiring some form of care may be significantly higher than you think. So we looked at some data, recent data from Morningstar, and they released a report at the end of 2018. And they told us that persons turning 65 today have a 52% chance of needing long-term care support and services. So it's actually 58% for women, 47% for men. And we understand men typically are not going to require long-term care because their partners, women, usually are taking care of the men for a longer period of time. So 52%, if you're age 65 today, are going to need long-term care. So sometimes when we look at the cost of this care, it can exceed six figures annually in many areas of our country. So it can certainly deplete your savings. But we're here to say, you know, basically it's a 50-50. You've got to look at your own situation. Another myth is, I'm too young to buy a policy. So in order to make premiums perhaps affordable, looking at this whole situation for yourself may be something you want to start looking at in your mid-50s to consider putting it into your portfolio if necessary. So, one thing people forget is everything is dictated by age and health. And these days, especially when it comes to long-term care, cognitive abilities. And some days, your cognitive abilities may not be as good as they are today. So that's why we really implore people to start looking at this type of stuff as they're doing their retirement planning. Reach out to your financial planner or perhaps your insurance agent to help you look at what's out there available.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also, of course, pick up the phone, give them a call. They'd love to talk with you at Kloss Financial. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary, not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 442-5637. So we heard the term, and I think CJ, you brought that up earlier in the program, the term self-funding. And some people say, well, I'd like to just self-fund my my long-term costs. What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so as we're talking about all of these things, I'm jumping out of my seat. I'm thinking, oh, but they need to know about this. They need to know about this. They need to know about this. So I'm just going to reiterate what I told you at the beginning of the show. Don't take what we're saying here right now and go run and implement. Instead, run and seek additional counsel from your financial advisor, insurance agent, accountant. Hopefully, you have a trusted professional who you can turn to ask questions like these, who is giving you conflict-free advice. That's our goal as we work with our clients, and hopefully you have somebody that can do that for you. But as it relates to this topic, yes, you start thinking through and you go, gosh, there are these many different ways to solve this problem or to engage this problem. And here would be just one quick warning to those out there. There's a whole swath of you that you may not have a large enough net worth and enough income to justify buying a long-term care policy. And therefore, by default, your plan will be to rely on Medicaid if you end up in a facility. Let me repeat that. It's very possible that there's a swath out there that you don't have enough income or a sizable enough portfolio to justify buying a long-term care policy, which means that by default, your reliance will be upon Medicaid if you end up in a facility and run out of money. And that is okay. I just wanted to go on the air. That is okay. Right? That's actually the beauty of the American system is that we have social safety nets that are designed for the kind of worst case scenario. So don't feel guilty if that's you. Don't let somebody convince you into buying a policy you can't afford. That's okay if that's you. But then there's this other segment, and this leads into what you were asking me, Sean. This other segment, which is like, hey, I've got, you know, $80,000 of pension and Social Security income, and I've got a $4 million portfolio, and my insurance agent is saying I need a really expensive long-term care policy. What do you think about that, CJ? And we run the math, and I go, you don't need any long-term care insurance, right? And they go, what are you talking about? And I go, well, you can get it if you want to, but it's really just a high-level decision because ultimately you are self-insured against the risk. So what are we really getting at here? Well, let's get into some of the numbers. 57.5% of individuals, again, 57.5% of the individuals turning 65 between 2015 and 2019 will spend less than $25,000 on their long-term care during their lifetimes. So of the 52% that needs care, 57% of them will spend 25 grand or less. Okay. And then of the 100% that need care, 15.2% of that same age span will spend more than $250,000 on long-term care. So you start whittling these numbers down, you go, what percentage is going to spend more than $250,000? And the answer is a very small percentage. Now, I will just tell you, my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side were in that small statistic. Both of them spent over $250,000 on care. So it is a possible risk at the very end of life. That's why we're addressing it on this show. But here's the thing. You have to be careful if an insurance agent is scaring you with the, oh, you're going to end up in a nursing home with Alzheimer's for a decade and it's going to cost you $2 million and it's going to wipe out your estate. I suppose it's possible, right? In the case of my grandmother, she was in a facility for 9 years. That was possible. But ultimately, you have to gauge what can you afford. What really is your risk and how much coverage would you need to minimize that risk?
Really good information. As always, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning for professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Get to the website. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. And you can, of course, always give them a telephone call. Telephone number 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up for the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We will also go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Just a couple of minutes, we will be doing our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to iTunes. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. But another great feature we've been doing on the program is the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, another fantastic question from a listener, Maureen. She wrote in to say, I was married for 25 years and then divorced. While I was married, I worked only about 10 years. Therefore, my Social Security benefit is not very high, as my ex-husband was the primary breadwinner. Can I possibly take any of his benefit instead of my lower one? A great question, Maureen. What do you guys offer up for an answer there?
Yeah, so that is a great question. In fact, we just interacted with this recently with a couple of our current clients. So basically, the way the Social Security Administration looks at this is if you are divorced, but your marriage lasted 10 years or longer, you can actually receive benefits on your ex-spouse's record, even if they have remarried. So the qualifications are that you are unmarried, number one, and again, you need to check with Social Security to see what your own situation is on each of these. You are age 62 or older. Your ex-spouse is entitled to benefits, so certainly if they worked more than 10 years. And the benefit you're entitled to receive would be based on your own work is less than the benefit you'd receive based on your ex-spouse's work. So this is where people think, oh, well, I could collect mine, I could collect my ex-spouse's, and no. They have a formula. So basically, your benefit as a divorced spouse would be equal to one half of your ex-spouse's full retirement amount. So if you started receiving these at your full retirement age, there is a lot of caveats to understand about how you would qualify, but very important for you to go check this out if you're a divorced spouse and to see what in your situation you may have coming to you in the event of collecting your Social Security. So please check that out.
Really good advice, as always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. For persons turning 65 today, what percentage are likely to need long-term care in the future? Is it under 30% or over 50%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to iTunes. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. You guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkiss comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial, during the course of this show, is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.